Jim Patterson, Central California, the basic of the Fresno, Clovis area in the California Assembly.
Okay, so your thoughts, we'll just start off with your thoughts on catalytic converter thefts. Sure. As they are, you know, on the rise across the nation, including here in California.
Yeah. We are having a real explosion in catalytic converter thefts in our area. It is hitting everybody. It is also hitting agriculture as well. Agriculture is one of our, primary occupations here. We're the breadbasket of the world, frankly. And we're seeing catalytic converters being stolen from farms and trucks, also from individuals. It is really out of control, and we're trying to do something about it here.
Well, what needs to be done about it?
I am now working on potential legislation. We're trying to get to the root causes and figuring out the solutions here. We're doing that with our relationships with law enforcement here in our area, particularly the Sheriff's Department. We think that if we can stop the profit motive, if we can cut into the ability of the thief to get the metals to the middleman and to get the payoff, if we can intersect and cut off the payday, I think we can do something about the crime. So we've got to make it very, very difficult for that middleman to get to the recycling centers and make that kind of transaction. So we're looking into ways that we can interrupt this pathway to a payday. And if we can do that, I think that we can start to see these crimes go down.
I want to get your thoughts on a few different things that we're going to touch on in our story that actually runs tomorrow night.
Yes.
We focus a lot on Sacramento County and looking at the numbers here, but we also look at the broader picture. One thing I want to talk to you about is Sacramento County Sheriff Sergeant Tom McHugh. He said one of the things that he would like to see lawmakers help with is to pass a bill that would require, that would say theft, mere possession of a catalytic converter is illegal unless you have the proper paperwork.
Right.
And having, a VIN number or something or some sort of identification on these catalytic converters. Right. Is that something you agree with or something that you would be open to exploring?
Yeah. There is a building consensus that if we interrupt this pipeline to getting paid off, that we can stop the crime. You take the profit out of it and the thieves will disappear or go do something else. So I think these are good suggestions. Our sheriff here in Fresno County concurs with this approach. We're going to be seriously considering drafting and introducing the kind of legislation that has been mentioned here. We think that you just simply can't go about business as usual. We know the pipeline of profit here, and we think that if you can interrupt the transaction between the thief and the middleman, we think we can make real headway. And so, yes, if you're carrying around a catalytic converter and you're trying to get it to the middleman, we think we ought to be able to stop you. We ought to be able to demand that you demonstrate that you actually own this particular catalytic converter or group of catalytic converters. And if you cannot, that should be enough for a presumption of a crime, and that individual ought to be arrested.
When it comes to automakers, I reached out to all of the major automakers and only received statements from Honda and Toyota. Their statements are pretty much the same, saying they're calling on lawmakers to step up and pass some sort of legislation. Do you think that the onus is just on the lawmakers, or do these auto companies need to actually step up and do something?
No, yeah, I would much rather see the private sector recognize the problem and put into practice the kinds of designs that make it very, very difficult to cut these out and to haul them away. And so I would rather encourage the lawmakers to resist the temptation I think, to get in the business of mandating what manufacturers should do. We think that the marketplace, and we think that the people who are buying these cars deserve to have the car manufacturers do the kinds of things voluntarily to make them much more difficult to get out of the automobile. And so I don't think that they ought to be passing the buck to us. I think there's a responsibility for them. If they choose not to take that responsibility, then they do open themselves up to explicit legislation that would require them to do so if they want to sell a car in California. But my hope is that they will recognize this as something that they need to do for their customers, not because lawmakers tell them they have to. I lost you. I can't hear you.
I thought I pressed unmute. Got it. Senator Tom Umberg, I spoke with him yesterday. And one of the things that he mentioned is that he introduced legislation, and it was recently signed into law, bringing back the task force team at the DMV to help crack down on these thefts. Is that enough? Is that bill, did you support that bill? Is there more that should be done, or is that a step in the right direction?
You know, I can't, I saw 3,000 bills last year. My guess is that I support it, but I don't really know. Look, I think a task force at the DMV may be helpful, but I've seen task forces that meet and frankly really don't achieve anything. What is happening in Central California is that we are seeing the Sheriff's Department, the DA, the police department come together with actual on the ground cooperation to figure out ways how we make it really difficult for these thieves to get away with it. I think that that is a very optimistic approach. And I think that we'll be looking at legislation to foster that and to encourage it, because we think that the local law enforcement, the DAs, the sheriff's department, they're best suited to understand the difficulties in each particular jurisdiction and put together a plan that really works. The thing I like about being as close to the people as we possibly can with these solutions is that those of us who live in our communities every day, our sheriff's department, our police department, our district attorney, we face our constituents regularly. And they are in a real uproar, especially in the agricultural community. I'm hearing this over and over again. And we're listening to them. We're hearing what we think is the best approach, at least here in my experience, is that we have an eagerness and an organizational effort here that I think may very well go beyond a task force by DMV or even legislation. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take this anymore. And I think this is the kind of local response I think that really works. And so I'm going to be encouraging that our community continue. And I think there's a value in looking at these cooperative teams. Let me back this up. I think there's real value in looking at these cooperative teams between the district attorney, between the sheriffs, the police department, and the community to put together task forces that really work. We've had great experience with task forces that really drove down car thefts. We have task forces that are working on, the sex trafficking trade. We have task forces that are working on the fentanyl problem here. And this takes into account the federal, the local, and the state jurisdictions all working together on a common goal, and that is to stop the profitability of these illegal activities. And I think we're making some progress here. And so I'm more interested in encouraging, perhaps even funding at the state level for county-wide jurisdictions to have the kind of task forces that are put together. I think one size does not fit all, and I think there are specific differences in the various jurisdictions. And I think that Fresno in this area could very well be leading the way. I'm really impressed with the cooperative effort, the immediate response by our sheriff, by our police chief, by our district attorney, that this is a really big problem. And we're going to go about it in some tailored, specific enforcement, education, and warning people about where they should park and how they should protect their catalytic converters.
You nailed everything. I just have one question. In Fresno, I saw ABC Fresno did a story on the catalytic converter thefts, in agriculture. What vehicles are they taking these from?
Right. In the agriculture community, trucks are a really big tool. The truck fleets that agriculture provides, purchases, and utilizes stems everything from really large trucks that transport from the field to the packing plant, down to pickup trucks that their field people use. I have a friend of mine, let me back this up. I have a friend of mine that has a large agricultural presence here in this area. And he recently had his primary truck vehicle stolen, and they stripped that vehicle clean, including the catalytic converters. And it's a $10,000 price tag for him to get his truck back in working condition. And so we're seeing this in agriculture in widespread situations, and it's very expensive. Agriculture relies on trucks, heavy duty, and significant weight pulling and weight hauling capacities. That means in some instances, there's more than one catalytic converter on this kind of equipment. And so they are increasingly being a target of these thieves. And so it's a big deal. And I think the solution is the same as the solution for those of us who drive regular cars and seeing our catalytic converters stolen. The middleman should not be able to simply take the precious metals and go to a recycler and get paid and then kick it back to the thief. We have to break up the pathway of profit between the thief and the middle person. We think we can do that. We've got local people working hard on it. And I think if it's successful in this area, I may very well look at legislation that would select maybe 6 or 8 counties in the state of California to maybe fund them in a way in which they can utilize it in the best way possible for their task forces based on the needs and the problems they see. The problem of catalytic converter theft is different in Central California because we have such a high agricultural presence, and it's very different than in Los Angeles or San Francisco. And so I would rather see these organizations and public safety and others be involved in task forces that are able to focus on the problem and solve it at our local level. I was mayor of Fresno for 8 years, a few years back, and we had localized task forces that went after car thefts. Fresno used to be the car theft capital of California, and we were able to see significant improvements, but we had a local task force specifically designed to go after the car thieves and the chop shops, and we had some significant success. In fact, we saw the car theft rate in Fresno go from like 13,000 cars stolen a year to something like 3,000 cars. So there is real success in localized, specialized task forces that go after the particular problem. I would rather see the state of California reward and encourage differentiations and local jurisdictions doing things their way because they know and understand their community. I don't think a statewide DMV approach, unless the DMV is willing to sort of break up the jurisdictions and take a significant look at creating task force response here in the Fresno area. If the DMV is going to do something like that, I think my request, and in fact, I think our insistence is going to be, don't look at us as something similar to Los Angeles or San Francisco, and don't look at us like some very low populated rural area up in Northern California. You've got to take a look at the particular needs, the particular areas that are getting hit the hardest, and bring the resources together that have a history of successfully joining together and solving major crime problems. And I think we have a track record in Fresno that could actually really be used as a template maybe for other counties to take a look at.